Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This week's power rankings, we're going to start first in the world of baseball, where the Royals have slipped to number 13 in the latest New York Times Athletic power rankings. They listed their most defining player for each team, Bob, yeah. And they went with Cole Reagans.
Well, he's a pretty good football player.
Defining player. So the Royals have slipped to 9 this week, from 9 to 13 this week, behind a bunch of teams, including the Twins have now jumped them in the division.
I don't like that.
And the Cleveland Guardians, of course. Mm-hmm. They have number one this week, the Phillies, followed by the Yankees, the Orioles, the Dodgers, and the Guardians at number 5.
Wow.
This week.
Seems low for them.
The MLB.com power rankings.
I saw somebody yesterday on MLB Network said the Guardians are the best team in the American League right now, if not the best team in baseball.
Wasn't thrilled about that. Does that make any better if we don't catch them?
No.
The Royals are at number 9 in the MLB.com poll this week. Previously, number 8. Their season high was number 6. The wind has been taken out of the Royals' sails considerably over the last fortnight. That was before last night. Right. They've lost 11 of their last 14. They've fallen from a 5.5-game lead in the AL wildcard race to a half game behind the Red Sox for the final spot. Getting back to Kauffman Stadium will have to help.
Doesn't have to do anything.
One and one so far in that. So they're down to number 9 in this week's ranking. The Yankees number 1 in the MLB.com poll, followed by the Phillies, the Orioles, and let's see where they have the Guardians. Guardians at 5 in this one as well. Also, the Twins have not jumped the Royals in this one. So,
well, the Royals now 10 games back of the division, Josh, and a half game back still the wild card. Boston losing last night. You suck, Boston! Hey!
All right, so we'll get to better numbers. The MLS power rankings this week.
Oh, that can't be better.
Hey, Sporting's up a spot.
Yeah, there we go.
They're no longer in last place.
Who is?
According to ESPN.
The White Caps.
They have supplanted the San Jose Earthquakes. So the Sporting Kansas City previous ranking 29, they are 28th this week in the ESPN MLS power rankings. Mm-hmm. Much better news on the women's side. The Kansas City Current continue to hammer the number one spot in the NWSL power rankings on ESPN. Their previous ranking, of course, was number one. They continue to roll.
They haven't lost yet this year.
Yes. So the impressive wins just keep coming for Kansas City. And then the Pro Football Talk is out with its pre-camp power rankings for the NFL.
Mm-hmm.
The pre-camp power rankings. They do have the Chiefs at number one.
There you go. Good. Nice.
The two-time champs will stay kings of the NFL Mountain until someone knocks them off. Number 2, the 49ers.
That's the smartest thing Florio's ever said.
Number 2, the Niners. They keep knocking on the door. Will they finally bus in this year.
No, they didn't say that.
No, they didn't. I wish they did. They said they finally kick it in this year. The Lions, number three. Ravens, number four. Eagles, five. Packers, Bills, Bengals, Bucks, Texans round out the top 10. The Chargers at number 15. I have to be awfully disappointed in themselves. The paper champions coming at number 15 in the pre-camp power rankings in Pro Football Talk. So we went from okay to bad to better to best. Mm-hmm. So the current and the Chiefs, number one in their respective power rankings. A lot of power rankings out this week.
Yeah, a lot of things going on. It's a very busy time.
A lot of things have been power ranked. Mm-hmm. All right, we're thinking about this. Our random power rankings this week, 913-586-7610. You're welcome to join in as well. Have you seen, like, the Florida Panthers going on a heater already?
I mean, still on it, I think. Last I checked, they were pouring beer out of the Stanley Cup off a balcony into the mouths of patrons.
Correct.
I mean, does that not sound awesome?
It goes fast in the NHL.
Yeah, it really does.
I mean, they get after it.
It really does.
And
parade
just
Sunday
keeps
morning.
Going. They were in the ocean. They were, I mean, they're all over the place.
Hang on a second. They won what? Monday night?
Yes.
Okay. The parade is Sunday morning. Woo. What's going to happen Monday night to Sunday morning? Is anybody going to find Kachuk? Can anybody find Kachuk?
I don't know. Liver damage.
And I'm talking about his dad, not him.
Yeah, true.
The old man.
The old man Kachuk?
Yeah.
Old man Kachuk.
Old man Walt. Let's go.
Bender of a lifetime.
Yeah, right? That's the beauty of the Stanley Cup, because it just appears places. Like, you don't know where it's going to show up. It could be in that white van right now that's driving down Shawnee Mission Parkway by the station. It very well could be in that van. We don't know. It just shows up at the most random places.
So our random power rankings this week, athletes you'd want to hang with, athletes you'd want to hang with. There's a lot that you wouldn't.
Yeah.
But who would you like to hang with? I could start today.
All right, why don't you get started?
Number four for me, the Premier League.
Okay.
They just seem cooler.
Yeah.
Like, there's a coolness about in the Premier League.
Right, right.
Like, they'd be fun to hang with.
I feel like most of those guys smoke cigarettes, too. Like the soccer version of Rabel.
Well, the strong European cigarettes.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah, like, no filters.
Super toxic.
Right. Yeah, exactly. There's no Surgeon General over
just
there.
Just terrible for you. Then they go out and run.
And they
for
go out and run.
Minutes.
Yeah, right.
No problem.
Is that a wrong impression to have? I swear everybody in the EPL is burning darts.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to think so. Speaking of darts, I have darts number three.
All right. There you
go. I mean, it's in a pub.
Yeah.
Why?
And most guys are overweight. You
why
know?
Wouldn't I want to hang
you
out with those athletes?
You find Alta Villa again.
Yeah. Dan Altavilla and that kid that was 16 or whatever that was a dart champion
that
looked
kid.
Like
yeah.
he was like 32
he
at
was
least
90 yeah
number two for me the NHL I believe they probably are the most fun
they are
the most fun and number one for me MLS they're mm-hmm. the most normal Joes they're not like Big Lou they're
right.
like the rest of us
yeah
they're just normal folk
right.
That happen to play a professional sport.
Correct.
They're the most grounded, regular dudes.
Okay. All right.
So I like the MLS
all
guys.
Right. I like where you went on that. All right. I'm going to get mine started right now. Mac will work on his too. Coming in at number four for me, I want to hang out with, like, if I could go back in time, relievers from the 80s. And I just want to hang out in the bullpen because back then they were drinking beer, smoking cigarettes, grilling, and checking out the ladies in the crowd. Like, I think just hanging out in the bullpen in the 80s, that would have been a lot of fun.
Especially then, you didn't know if you were going to pitch.
Right.
I mean, the starter may actually finish
the game. Yeah, you may just sit out there all day and have a picnic.
Yeah.
So 80s relievers.
There was no pressure. You didn't have to warm up the arm or anything.
No, not at all.
Some nights you just grilled.
Right. Yeah, you did. You cooked hot dogs back
that's
there.
That's a good hang.
So 80s relievers coming in at number four for me of athletes I'd like to hang out with. Number three, offensive linemen. Of all the athletes, you know, in the NFL and really in a lot of sports, offensive linemen are kind of the most normal. They like to cook. They like to eat. They like to drink beer. They like to have a good time. They don't take themselves too serious. I would like to hang out
as
with
regular,
just about any offensive lineman.
Joe as you can find in the NFL.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. I do. Like offensive lineman there. Number two for me, you'll kind of appreciate this one, the low-level golfer for me. Like, you know, like a John Daly I consider in that low-level category, even though he's a really good golfer, but he doesn't take himself seriously. He knows how to have fun. Any golfer that's out there having fun and just drinking beer and setting up shop and
like
signing autographs.
The week-to-week grinder kind
yeah,
of?
Yeah, that guy's trying to make the tour. I kind of like to hang out with that guy, like that low-level golfer. I think would be a lot of fun.
Right.
And then the number one athlete that I'd love to hang out with are NHL players. And and like I said, you know, being in St. Louis, I'll never forget TJ Oshie used to just show up to the show and drink Budweiser with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
And he was like 18 at the time.
With deodorant, right? Like,
yeah, they got a shower. Yeah, no equipment. Yeah. Not okay. In the locker
not
room.
Just straight,
no.
Straight off the ice. Uh-uh.
No, NHL players are the best. They hang with the people. They're with the folks. It's wonderful. Mm. Wonderful. All wonderful right. Group of guys.
Mac?
All righty. Let's see. I'll start at number 4. Second string quarterbacks.
Oh, the backup guy.
Yeah. Give me the backup.
Okay.
You know, he's poised. He's calm. He's chill. He doesn't have a lot to worry about, but he's still ready to go at a moment's notice. I like that.
Okay.
So give me a second string quarterback.
That'd be fun.
Right.
That'd be fun, Hang.
NASCAR driver?
Oh, that's a good one.
It could be fun.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
They're in
be.
Shape, but they're still down to drink a few beers, have some nachos. I can't do that with Josh.
Right.
Number 2.
Could they have a conversation with you, though?
Why couldn't they?
Because they're just spilling out their sponsors all the time. You know what I mean? Like, enough. I get it. Pennzoil. I get it, man.
Yeah.
It's right there.
Speaking
of that,
you
right
saw what happened to
a
friend of the show, John Force, the other day, right? He's okay, though, from what I understand, right?
I don't know. He's recovering.
Yeah. I mean, the guy went up in flames.
Yeah. John Force, legendary, legendary driver, had a fire.
Right.
So, yeah.
Number 2 for me, NBA players. Not getting a lot of love on your guys' list. I think they're a blast. As far as partiers go, they got to be up there with NHL players. Plus, they like video games, so I could play some video games.
Okay, yeah.
And then number
plus
1.
Plus, they like video games is the bonus.
Yeah,
I love
exactly.
It.
And then tight end you, number 1.
The tight ends.
Specifically, tight end university.
You'd want to go to tight end university
for
the weekend.
Yeah, because again, as we said last week, tight end university is the biggest scam in the world. They're telling their wives and girlfriends they're going to work in their profession. They're getting tanked.
Yeah, that is pretty smart.
Everybody's required to bring 330 racks of stones. And then they go in there and they drink beer. They're like, oh, that was a nice block. Back to drinking.
Mm.
Tight end you. What a great scam. What a great ruse they're running.
You can weigh in. The athletes you'd want to hang with, 913-586-7610. We'll get to some of those. And it's I guess it's appropriate today. Trade them all. Really angry post game last night involving Vern and the Royals. We'll get to that next. Show brought to you by Rainer Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number 1 professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at Rainer KC. MLB.com.
Your there are not music. 8 days in a week. It's just ridiculous.
On the Jay Southland Toast Service text lines, way back Wednesday, 913-586-7610. Today is Global Beatles Day.
Ugh.
You can tell Bob requested this.
Yes, so yeah. It comes from a...
most overrated band of all time.
This request comes from New Jersey and says they'd also like a shovel. So I think your parents have weighed in.
What's the eighth day?
That's Beetle how much. Day? That's how much that's he how loves much her.
Show you
nobody
care.
Loves anybody that much.
That's how you show you care.
I love you that much, honey. If you're listening.
Oh my God! Talking to your mom or your fiance?
Fiance. Mom, you too.
Yeah, mom's fine. She's providing
yeah,
you housing.
Yeah. I'll throw that in there as well. You're
probably,
right. That's probably smart.
Take that one as much
if
as possible.
If I had said that, I could hear my wife vomit. And yours would just roll her eyes at you.
They just walk away. What's the next
thing? From the 816, Beatles are the worst. It's all whiny crap. Yes. I do like
from
that
the 816,
song.
Overrated. Don't make me come down there. 660, great song choice. Sorry, Bob, you're in the wrong here.
I do like that song. Like, I give the Beatles a lot of credit.
I'm glad.
No, hang on.
Yeah, oh, gracious.
Hang on.
Sorry, go ahead.
I give them a lot of credit because they're the only group that I know that can sing about a letter of the alphabet. Letter B, letter B. Like, the fact that they created an entire song on the second letter of the alphabet is wildly unbelievable to me.
I just like the fact that they got super loaded, wrote a bunch of weird stuff at times, and people are like, this is the greatest thing ever. And they're like, yeah, you're right, you know? And nobody said anything.
We're geniuses.
Yeah. Yellow Submarine. I mean, come on.
We all ate at Yellow Submarine in Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah. In Lawrence, Kansas. Yeah. Like, they sang a song about a sub shop.
That's great. That's great.
There is, what's that other song that I do like by the Beatles? Let me look it up now.
That other one. Yeah.
There's another one that they have
the
that people talk about.
The B-side one.
Yeah.
I think it was on the White Album.
Their one hit.
Let me see. Let me see if I can find that one song.
Look, I'm not like Beatles or everything, but I.
Yesterday, I like that song. That's a good one.
I appreciate what they did. The frenzy would have been amazing to watch.
Yeah.
And then I did really love the Get Back documentary. I thought that was fascinating.
Was that the 18-hour one? Yeah. I
thought it was fascinating to watch the musical process. I'm enamored with that.
Like, seriously.
How you get to where...
How doped up did you have to be to watch that?
How you get to a song. You know what I mean? Like, how you get to getting it right. You saw it in progress.
Who was hotter, Eleanor Rigby or Penny Lane?
There's no way an Eleanor Rigby could have been hot.
Fair point. Yeah,
that's all I'm saying. So yesterday got seemingly weird on the postgame show.
And Vern is going to join us at 8:25. Yeah. I have confirmed with his people, 8:25. Vern will join us. Yes, 1 hour from now. Yeah.
He will join us because, man, people lost their minds again last night. So it's one game. Yeah, one run loss. And yes, games like that stink. You want to beat up on the Marlins. I get it, but you're firing the third base coach. Yeah. You're sending recommendations to the first baseman of how to cover the bag.
I don't mind that.
It's
we're
just
all in this together.
Getting a little bit weird. And you had your guy at the gym has been, speaking of trading them all, I mean, he's adamant that the Royals should make a big time trade.
Well, look. He is, and I've been adamant about this in the past before. I've kind of changed my tune a little bit because of where we are right now. But my buddy Jim, he's like, if they fall out of this, they should trade Salvi and get some really good pitching prospects in return. And I would say a year ago, Josh, you know how I felt. I was right on board with that. But I think what we're seeing now is the true value for Salvi isn't necessarily what he's doing for the team on the field. He's on the cusp of the Hall of Fame, and I want him to be a lifetime Royal. I want to see him get 43 more home runs, get that 300 mark, and I want it all to happen here in Kansas City. So I understand the potential of trading Salvi at one point could have yielded you a lot back in return. I have talked to some people, though, around Major League Baseball who said the value for Salvi isn't as good as everybody thinks. You know, we always value our guys more than anybody else values our guys, right? But the big picture being where we are right now, is this team constructed the way it is ready to win a World Series?
It's constructed to hopefully contend for a playoff spot.
Right, but it's not constructed to win a World Series right now. There's glaring weaknesses that they need to address.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to go out and address those needs. And by addressing those needs, there may be a tough pill to swallow. There may be a Brady Singer trade. There may be a Salvador Perez trade. Very unlikely, but there may be. You know, from what I understand, you got Bobby Witt, you got Michael Garcia, you got Cole Reagans. Those have been considered your three pretty much untouchables right now in this Royals organization. I look at Michael Garcia, Josh, the same way that I looked at Sammy Watkins. I know he takes a lot of flack, and I know there are a lot of people that don't like him. I particularly really like this guy. I think he's a very good defender, and when he gets on base, as we saw last night, he's instant offense for this team. He gets on, he steals second, he steals third, a bloop, you score, you're up 1-0. I'm
except
a big
when
fan.
He overruns the
but again, coach, young guy, still learning the whole thing. Like, I'm willing to deal with that. So,
well, I mean, I'm like, he's a bad example for me because I think there's nothing to lose with him. He's 24 years old. Like,
but I feel like he's one of those three kind of untouchables that this organization really likes.
I think that he's probably safe.
Yeah. And so, but everybody else right now, I think you have to listen on and you have to put an ear to the grindstone, as they like to say, and see what you could potentially get back in return. And as much as I'm against trading Salvi, where a year ago I would have been for trading Salvi, I'm against it. You still have to listen, because if there's a deal out there that helps your ball club become overall better than one player's making it, then you have to look and really consider that
deal. A foundation shaker like the Greinke trade, but I just don't think Salvi's that.
And Salvi's not that guy now.
Everybody wishes for something like that, if you could do it, possibly. Look, I committed last year to Salvi forever.
Bobby Witt's the only player that you could trade that would be a Zach Greinke-like trade that is on this team, and you're not doing
that. That's foolish. No, I committed last year to Salvi forever. Like, as long as he wants to be here, unless he ever decides he's out. But he committed, seems like recommitted to the newbies. So I'm not sending him anywhere. Like, he has bought in to what they're doing. He's bought into the young players. He wants to be here. Yeah. And as long as that's forever the case, then he plays it out here.
Right.
If there's ever a time where he says, example you're not going to like, but Tony Gonzalez.
Right. Sure.
Right.
If he ever pulls a Tony Gonzalez, I'd have been
TG forever. TG said, man, what you guys are doing, I'm out. Like, I want to go and try to win something here late. If Salvi ever said that, I would graciously move him on. But until that ever happens, then no, I'm team Salvi. But everybody else, you're still very much a work in progress. Whatever it would take to make moves, I think you have to consider.
You do. And from the text line from the 417, sell everyone, they'll be below 500 by July 4th. And look, I get that, and I think people believe that, and that's fine if you believe that. I don't think they will. I hope they're not. Like, that would suck if they're at that point by July 4th. But the Salvi thing for me has changed a bit.
That's not the person that was saying they'll be below 500 by the end of June is just moving the date now, right?
You can't move the date.
Okay.
You can't move the date.
I told you so. People were waiting.
Right.
End of June, they're going to be below 500. Well, no, they're not going to be, but now they moved the date to July 4th to try to salvage a pick. I hope that's not the case.
Right. But over the next 3 weeks, though, they're going to make a determination whether they're in this or whether they're out of this, right? Are they going to acquire an arm? Are they going to acquire a bat? Are they going to acquire whatever, right? So they're going to make that determination over the next couple of weeks. But I think if you're the Royals right now, you're kind of in an enviable position because you're in a good spot, but you're also in a spot where you go, can we get better for the future by trading a part that we have right now? So I don't think anything's off the table. They wanted to be more transactional. The problem is the trade deadline trades just never really amount to a whole lot, right? Like, great work by Gene Watson for identifying Cole Reagans last year. Unbelievable decision by J.J. Piccolo to trade for Cole Reagans on June 30th. Because you got him a whole month ahead of time, right? Mm-hmm. That wasn't a scramble trade deadline. You saw the deal. Gene had been scouting that guy for a very long time. They located that guy. They identified that guy. They went and got that guy, and they didn't wait. It was a brilliant move executed by everybody last year in this Royals organization. JJ given the go-ahead a month before the trade deadline. He could have sat back and said, well, let's see if we can get something better for Aroldis Chapman. But they knew that they had Cole Reagans for Aroldis Chapman. You make that deal when you can get that. That is a very rare occurrence at the trade deadline or a trade deadline type a trade that Aroldis Chapman is. I don't want them just giving away players for potential prospects, right? That I'm not interested in. But if there's a deal out there that can be had that can make your ball club better today and going forward, and it may involve trading a Brady Singer, then you have to look at a move like that. And I use Brady Singer as an example because I think he is an expendable piece on this roster right now. I think he's at a good spot right now. And that's when you don't want to trade Brady Singer last year because he wasn't any good, right? Now he seemingly has figured it out. His value may be very high out there, and somebody may be willing to overpay for Brady Singer.
A shocker coach eats his words. We'll get to that next. You pick the music on a way back Wednesday. That's how it works at 913-586-7610. Please include your name so that you get the credit.
A little pre-COVID dust getting in my eye from the ceiling as I tear up as my wife sang this to me at our wedding, I think.
This is from Aaron the Beer Guy. Happy anniversary, Andrea. It's my wife and I's 20th anniversary today.
There you go. 20 years, man. Way to go, Aaron.
Congrats. There you go, Aaron the Beer Guy.
That's awesome, man. 20 years. Goes fast, though, I'll tell you. Felt like just yesterday Josh and I were starting. That was 14 years ago.
Yep.
I'm going to sing to you on the last day.
Geez.
Oh, please. Yes.
That's why I didn't want to have a last day.
Oh, you have no idea. Mm. You don't have to.
Mm. I tried not to.
No, I mean, like, you don't have to. You can stay.
Every time I thought I was out, they pulled me back in.
You can stay. Text line, tell Josh you want him to stay, and he'll stay.
Mm-mm.
Now you're done, huh?
That's it.
What'd you just say?
I said that's it.
Oh,
I
thought you said Hock-Tua.
No,
I
did not. I did not. So, we don't often talk, college baseball.
Well, who the hell does, unless you're like, you know, there.
But you might know this person from the College World Series final,
or maybe even for this show.
He's been mentioned on the show a number of times. Coach Schloss,
right?
Used to be the baseball coach, Jim Schlossnagel. Hard to say at TCU.
Right.
He once had a boss who's friends with him.
Right. They met at UNLV when he was the head coach at UNLV,
and he always told us he was an honorary assistant.
Right.
And wherever he has traveled in his coaching career, our old boss John adopts that team.
Which is very typical for people who work in this industry that we do. I hear from people a lot of the times, and they're like, you know, do you root for teams? Do you root for people? I always root for people, too. Like, if you form relationships, you root for those people no matter where they are. You root for your friends, right? You know? So I understand how John can go from TCU to Texas. Yeah, Coach John. Going from a TCU, a huge TCU fan when we first met him, huge mm-hmm. TCU mm-hmm. fan, mm-hmm. all of a sudden became an A&M fan and then texted us yesterday, go Longhorns.
So Schlossnagel, who was in the College World Series final on Monday night, was asked a question about the vacancy at Texas, which he was rumored for,
right.
And was a total D about it.
What a jerk.
Right?
Yeah.
Coach, with respect to the difficult outcome tonight, but with the rumors circulating today about a specific job opening, what do you have to say about your future in Aggieland?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's pretty selfish of you to ask me that question, to be honest with you. But I left my family to be the coach at Texas A&M. I took the job at Texas A&M to never take another job again. And that hasn't changed in my mind. And that's unfair to talk about something like that. That'd be like you asking Montgomery if he's going to sign in the draft. But I understand you got to ask the question. but I gave up a big part of my life to come take this job, and I've poured every ounce of my soul in this job, and I've given this job every single ounce I can possibly give it. To write that.
Coach, thank you very much.
That's and a good he, thanks, and, coach,
and
right
he
there.
Got up and walked out.
Right.
Got up and walked out.
Right. Look, I will say this. Okay. I'll give the media perspective on this for a second. When he said it's selfish for you to ask that question, this is our only opportunity that we got you. You're not going to be around tomorrow, and the rumors are that you're taking... Like, this reminds
and
me of Roy
again,
Williams.
The next day, as soon as they arrived back to campus, was the report.
Right.
He informed the athletic director he was leaving for Texas.
Yes. Right.
After being a jerk to the reporter who asked him the question right after the game, he then... I gave up a lot to take this job.
Right.
So much so that I'm out of this job. And I'm going to the other one.
Right.
Write that.
I mean, it reminds me of covering Roy Williams, Josh, and seeing the whole incident take place in 2003 after the loss to Syracuse and Bonnie Bernstein. You know, coach, you know, North Carolina rumors are out there. I don't give a bleep about North Carolina and the producer who's in your ear telling you to say that, you know, the whole nine yards. When rumors are out there, I hate to say it, that's what people are talking about. They're not worried about the game. They're not worried about the kids in that locker room. Nobody cares about that. I hate to pull the cover back a little bit. We've got a job to do as reporters. Fans have an interest of what's going to happen with the future of their program. They want to know these things. And I'll go back to that 03 run for Kansas. And it was Anaheim. It was the Honda Center at Anaheim. And I was doing what you did, the pre and post for KU basketball back in those days. And it was Sweet 16 Elite Eight weekend. It was Duke and Arizona we were playing that weekend, right? Beat them both to get to the Final Four. And the post-game show was all about Roy Williams leaving because I had on good authority that Roy Williams was leaving and was going to North Carolina. A lot of fans did not want to hear that after beating Duke and Arizona and getting the opportunity to go to the Final Four. But that's what the big story was. It was no longer about can Kansas beat Marquette or what's going to happen in the Final Four. It was about, oh my God, this is not just an opening. This is the opening, right? North Carolina and Kansas. Roy Williams may leave Kansas 3 years after he said he was staying, and the whole, like, the drama that was surrounding that. So that's what this is like in baseball terms. Jim Schlossnagel, whether you like it or not, was kind of the Roy Williams of college baseball. That guy effing dominates no matter where he goes.
Oh, really good coach, yeah.
He's probably the best coach in college baseball. And when you have a program like Texas that is open, my God, it doesn't matter where you are. Which, they're going to call the best that's out
and
there.
And all that's fine. He's going to work for his former boss. The whole thing makes sense.
Yep. I forgot about that. Del Conte's there as the AD. Yeah. That's his guy.
But don't say, essentially said, this was my dream job and I gave up a lot to come here.
Yeah.
And don't ask me this question. It's insulting. And then turn around the next day and take a job.
Yeah, don't act
job.
Like that in the press conference. He misbehaved in the press conference. He was a jerk in the press conference.
And I'm going to work under the assumption here, right or wrong, that when he says, you know, I left my family. They wanted to stay in Fort Worth.
Right. Probably so.
So if they wanted to stay in Fort Worth and he went to College Station, that's 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
You didn't move to the moon.
Well, but it's still
a distance. Still, yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Yeah.
Inconvenience. So
do you think A&M would send the jet up for them if they wanted
to? Still living in Fort Worth. It's 2 hours and 55 minutes to Austin. That's all I'm saying.
It's the same distance.
Same. Well, you move 15 minutes further.
Yeah.
You move 15 minutes further from Fort Worth. But don't ever say, I mean, basically he said I took this as my dream job. That's always the dumbest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Say. Nothing's your dream job.
And of course, Texas A&M has been nobody's dream job.
Because somebody could make you an offer, a big offer you can't refuse, or you never thought about,
right,
or you never knew it was going to be open, and that's then your dream job.
Correct. You don't know what's going to happen. You never say, this is my dream job. This is where I want to be. How much I gave.
All the stuff he said about, hey, I poured my guts into this program. Yeah, you did. You did. You did.
Right.
Don't call it insulting. And how could you possibly be discussing this when you took the job 12 hours later?
Right. Yeah, don't be rude like that. Like, sit in the press conference, go, guys, I understand you got a job to do. He got defensive because he knew what was happening.
We're not discussing this right now. Well, yeah. I want to discuss this team winning, but he got pissy and then he put his water bottle down, and he got up and he stomped out.
And he stomped out.
And then took the job that the guy was at, poor Sapp was asking about.
Right, yeah,
what
exactly.
A fraud.
And then said it was unfair to ask. It's not unfair to ask those questions. Guys and gals in the media have a job to do. And it also goes back to these guys making themselves more available, right? Like, that's why I continue to go back to like the Vermeil days or you know, even where we are now with Q. You won't talk to Q off the air. I'm not going to sugarcoat that and say we don't have conversations off the air. Who's your favorite Cheers character is usually the topic of conversation. But if we have a question that we need to ask him on a Thursday, Josh, you and I have the ability to get in touch with Q and say, hey, we got a question. Why did you move this guy to the bullpen or that guy, whatever the case may be? And you get that answer. A lot of coaches
but
aren't,
ask
but
it.
We wouldn't, though. Right. But you would tell them we got a seat available for you, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is a lot of these coaches nowadays just don't make themselves available or media friendly. And so when you've got the opportunity to talk to these guys, the questions are going to get asked. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't have somebody sit there and say, that's an embarrassing question. I can't believe you would ask something like that and then not make yourself available when that person needs a quote or needs something from you. So it's one or the other. Either make yourself media friendly and media available, or you got to sit there on the Tuesday that the questions are coming and answer them regardless if you want to or not.
Yeah. All right. So tonight something's happening and we don't know any of these names. It used to be cool.
Right.
It used to be great. And now nobody knows a thing. We'll get to that next. Back in on a Way Back Wednesday where you pick the music at 913-586-7610. And if you include your name, Mac, our new producer, will read it. That's Mac, M-A-C. We've had some confusion. Some people thought it's Matt. Mac, M-A-C.
Like the apple.
Like the burger, usually what I go with, but yeah.
You go by big?
Yeah.
It's like, or quarter?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you know it, bro. That was from Jayhawk for Life, St. Elmo's Fire.
Not a better song out there for running. Really puts you in the mood, the moment. I think I found out where Josh is going, everybody. Headline. At least one candidate outside the area under consideration for Steelers play-by-play job.
Wow.
Ooh.
No, I wish. No. Hey, me. Hey, bring me.
Should be.
Haven't called me.
It should be.
Nope. They've heard what I said about Russell Wilson.
Oh, that is true. They don't want you. Yeah. They really don't want you on that one, right?
Hey,
yeah.
You're rooting for him this year. I remember you told me that.
You are. Oh!
I know. Oh, wow. Sorry. That's quite a coincidence.
Oh, I'm standing now for this one because we were walking out the door yesterday, Mac?
Yep.
And what did he say to us?
Yeah.
He goes, I'm secretly rooting for Russell Wilson this year. Now we know you're up for the Steelers job.
No.
I hope you get it. Can I call somebody on your behalf?
That'd be great. That'd
Myron
be
great. Cope, is he available?
That'd be great.
I liked your reasoning, though.
No, I'm...
Because he's up for the job.
No. I actually am rooting for Russell Wilson this year.
You better be. You're going to be calling those games.
I do like Mike Tomlin a lot. So it's just validate Mike Tomlin some more. You know what I mean? And then two, it makes the Broncos look like crap. I really would like for Sean Payton to be taken down like a notch or four.
Not up for the Broncos job, Josh Klingler.
I don't have even a voice of the Broncos job ever.
Did you hear him doing the hockey arena announcing yesterday?
Yeah.
Have an event and Denver Alan Shope shows up.
Alan Roach.
Yeah, Alan Shope is Channel 9. Yeah, he could show up too.
Alan used to do their pregame show. And it's just a different octave.
Yeah.
Good evening, sports fans.
I would really, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? Russell's goofy. We all know this. We've mocked him.
Did you see him
times.
Boxing yesterday?
Oh, yes. It's just so awkward.
I couldn't tell which one he was.
It's just so awkward.
So cringe.
But I would like for the Broncos to have like brought in Sean Payton. It's like, I know everything. And I don't think he wanted to make it work with Russell.
Oh God,
Wilson,
no,
you know what I mean?
No, never did.
And
no.
So I hope Russell does well. I mean, not, you know, AFC winning well, but you know,
you'll be saying that on the broadcast in December. Let's go Russell. Wave your terrible towels, folks.
Yeah.
You look good in yellow.
You come over for Christmas, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll visit you for Christmas.
So
you said you're going to take your family to Pittsburgh for Christmas. Yeah. Little do you know they're moving there.
Break to them? No. No chance.
They wouldn't go. You'd be Schlossnagling this thing up.
Is that your dream job? No.
You'd take it if offered,
though,
right?
It was the other black and gold. That ain't happening either.
Which one? Missouri?
No. But I'm rooting for Russell.
You get a ring if he does well.
I'm rooting against Bo Nix.
You know? China and Kansas. Roy Williams may leave Kansas 3 years after he said he was staying, and the whole the drama that was surrounding that. So that's what this is like in baseball terms. Jim Schlossnagel, whether you like it or not, was kind of the Roy Williams of college baseball. That guy effing dominates no matter where he goes.
Oh, really good coach, yeah.
He's probably the best coach in college baseball. And when you have a program like Texas that is open, my God, it doesn't matter where you are. They're going to call the best that's out
there. And all that's fine. He's going to work for his former boss. The whole thing makes sense.
Yep. Forgot about that. Del Conte's there as the AD. Yeah. That's his guy.
But don't say, essentially said, this was my dream job and I gave up a lot to come here.
Yeah.
And don't ask me this question. It's insulting. And then turn around the next day and take another job.
Yeah, don't act like that in the press conference. He misbehaved in the press conference. He was a jerk in the press conference.
And I'm going to work under the assumption here, right or wrong, that when he says, you know, I left my family. They wanted to stay in Fort Worth.
Right. Probably so.
So if they wanted to stay in Fort Worth and he went to College Station, that's 2 hours and 41 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
You didn't move to the moon.
But it's still
a distance. Still, yeah. No, I get it. Yeah.
Inconvenience. So
do you think A&M would send the jet up for them if they wanted
to? Still living in Fort Worth. It's 2 hours and 55 minutes to Austin. That's all I'm saying.
It's the same distance.
Same. Well, you move 15 minutes further.
Yeah.
You move 15 minutes further from Fort Worth. But don't ever say, I mean, basically he said that's my, I took this as my dream job. That's always the dumbest thing I've heard.
Yeah.
Say. Nothing's your dream job.
And of course, Texas A&M has been nobody's dream job.
Because somebody could make you an offer, a big offer you can't refuse. And, or you never thought about,
right,
or you never knew it was going to be open. And that's then your dream job.
Correct. You don't know what's going to happen. You never say, this is my dream job. This is where I want to be. How much I gave.
All the stuff he said about, hey, I poured my guts into this program. Yeah, you did. You did. You did.
Right.
Don't call it insulting. And how could you possibly be discussing this when you took the job 12 hours later?
Right. Yeah, don't be rude like that. Like, say in the press conference, go, guys, I understand you got a job to do. He got defensive because he knew what was happening.
We're not discussing this right now. Well, yeah. I want to discuss this team winning, but he got pissy and then he put his water bottle down. He got up and he stomped out.
And he stomped out.
And then took the job that the guy was at. Poor Sapp was asking about.
Right. Yeah.
What
exactly.
A fraud.
And then said it was unfair to ask. It's not unfair to ask those questions. Guys and gals in the media have a job to do, and it also goes back to these guys making themselves more available. Right. Like, that's why I continue to go back to like the Vermeil days or you know, even where we are now with Q. We'll talk to Q off the air. I'm not going to sugarcoat that and say we don't have conversations off the air. Who's your favorite Cheers character is usually the topic of conversation. But if we have a question that we need to ask him on a Thursday, Josh, you and I have the ability to get in touch with Q and say, hey, we got a question. Why did you move this guy to the bullpen or that guy, whatever the case may be? And you get that answer. A lot of coaches
we
wouldn't, though. Right. But you would tell them we got a seat available for you, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm getting at is a lot of these coaches nowadays just don't make themselves available or media friendly. And so when you've got the opportunity to talk to these guys, the questions are going to get asked. Like, you can't have it both ways. You can't have somebody sit there and say, that's an embarrassing question. I can't believe you would ask something like that. And then not make yourself available when that person needs a quote or needs something from you. So it's one or the other. Either make yourself media friendly and media available, or you got to sit there on the Tuesday that the questions are coming and answer them, regardless if you want to or not.
Yeah. All right. So tonight something's happening, and we don't know any of these names. It used to be cool.
Right.
It used to be great. And now nobody knows a thing. We'll get to that next. Back in on a Way Back Wednesday where you pick the music at 913-586-7610. And if you include your name, Mac, our new producer, will read it. That's Mac, M-A-C. We've had some confusion. Some people thought it's Matt. Mac, M-A-C.
Like the apple.
Like the burger, usually what I go with, but yeah.
You go by big?
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, or yeah, quarter?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, you know it, bro. Yeah. Yeah, that was from Jayhawk for Life, St. Elmo's Fire.
Not a better song out there for running. Really puts you in the mood, the moment. I think I found out where Josh is going, everybody. Headline. At least one candidate outside the area under consideration for Steelers play-by-play job.
Wow.
Ooh.
No, I wish. No. Hey, bring me.
Should be.
Haven't called me.
It should be.
Nope. They've heard what I said about Russell Wilson.
Oh, that is true. They don't want you. Yeah. They really don't want you on that one, right?
Hey,
yeah.
You're rooting for him this year. I remember you told me that.
You are. Oh!
I know. I'm sorry. That's quite a coincidence.
Oh, I'm standing now for this one because we were walking out the door yesterday, Mac?
Yep.
And what did he say to us? Yeah. He goes, I'm secretly rooting for Russell Wilson this year. Now we know you're up for the Steelers job.
No.
Cool. I hope you get it. Can I call somebody on your behalf?
That'd be great.
Myron Cope, is he available?
That'd be great.
I liked your reasoning, though.
No, I'm...
Because he's up for the job.
No. I actually am rooting for Russell Wilson this year.
You better be. You're going to be calling those games.
I do like Mike Tomlin a lot. So it's just validate Mike Tomlin some more. You know what I mean? And then two, it makes the Broncos look like crap. I really would like for Sean Payton to be taken down like a notch or four.
Not up for the Broncos job, Josh Klingler.
I don't have a deep enough voice for the Broncos job ever.
Did you hear him doing the hockey arena announcing yesterday?
Yeah.
Have an event and Denver Alan voices. Shope shows up.
Alan Roach.
Yeah, Alan Shope is Channel 9. Yeah.
Alan used to do their pregame show. It's just a different octave.
Yeah.
Good evening, sports fans.
I would really, for some reason, I'm like, you know what? Russell's goofy. We all know this. We've mocked him.
Did you see him
times.
Boxing yesterday?
Oh,
yes.
It's just so awkward.
I couldn't
awkward.
Tell which one he was.
It's just so awkward.
So cringe.
But I would like for the Broncos to have like brought in Sean Payton. It's like, oh, I know everything. And I don't think he wanted to make it work with Russell Wilson.
God, no.
You know what
didn't.
I mean?
No, never did.
And
no.
So I am. I'm I hope Russell does well. I mean, not, you know, AFC winning well, but you know.
You'll be saying that on the broadcast in December. Let's go, Russell! Wave your terrible towels, folks.
Yeah.
You look good in yellow.
You come over for Christmas, I guess.
Yeah. I'll visit you for Christmas.
So
you said you're going to take your family to Pittsburgh for Christmas. Yeah. Little do you know they're moving there.
Breakdown? No. No chance.
They wouldn't go. You'd be Schwarzeneggling this thing
says,
up.
Is
right?
that your dream job? No.
You'd take it if offered, though,
right?
It
was the other black and gold. That ain't happening either.
Which one? Missouri?
No. But it's strange. I'm rooting for Russell.
Because you get a ring if he does.
And I'm rooting against Bo Nix. You know what I mean? Like, in a strange way, I'm rooting against Bo Nix too, because I don't want Sean Payton to be like, well, I know everything about quarterbacks, and I'm gonna go get my quarterback. Well, no, I'd like you to flop with your quarterback.
Sean Payton had a Q rating that was pretty high. Then like Bounty Gate happened, and his Q rating has never really rebounded. And I feel like now, I don't know what it is. Like, you guys can maybe fill me in or, you know, understand what I'm saying. I felt like when he was in New Orleans, he really didn't factor in. And now that he's in Denver, I feel like it's a much more high-profile job than the Saints. Does anybody else feel that way? Or is that just because Denver's our division guy?
I think
guy?
A little bit of that.
Yeah.
But also, too, you're playing in the NFC South. You're playing like Atlanta and Carolina.
I know. But they were also more relevant with Drew Brees. And, you know, they were NFC on the map a lot. Yeah. So.
From the 913, cheering for Russell Wilson. Sad to see Josh is retiring due to cognitive decline.
Yeah, Russell, go do some high knees over there.
Yeah,
I love it.
So, which Super Bowl ring are you going to like better, the Steelers?
So, that's not even. I wish it's not even a factor.
Well, it said a person from outside the area.
That's good. I'm good. Glad for that person.
You need to get in on that.
That
would have
been smart, I guess. Maybe.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm low key rooting for Russell. It's weird. I know.
That is
it's
weird.
Very, very weird. But it's more anti-Denver.
Right.
Yeah,
you're
it's
not rooting for Russell.
Which I like.
Yeah, you're rooting
more
against
anti-Denver. Yeah. It's anti-Sean Payton. I love that.
But But seriously, though, has he become like just a?
I think
like a douche. I mean, like
because if Russell goes and he stinks in Pittsburgh, then it's like, well, see, Denver was right anyway. That guy stunk. I'd rather it not be the case. I'd rather like, oh, well, you just refuse to make it work.
Yeah.
And he's actually still could play quarterback.
Right.
So I'm rooting for that.
Okay, so let me take you one step further then, right? Russell Wilson goes out there and balls, and let's say Pittsburgh wins the division, which is not out of the realm of possibilities, right? That division is going to be beating each other up. It's going to be awesome.
And if that division's weird, I'm all for it.
Right, right. Yeah. And Hard Knocks being on that division this year may be the best Hard Knocks we've ever seen. Okay. I forgot what I was going to say. Next topic.
Sad to see Bob Stagg with this cognitive decline.
Yeah. Okay. So if Russell does have success and they win that division out there, how hot is Sean Payton's seat in Denver then? Like, I know it's an if-then statement. If Russell Wilson has success, then Sean Payton's seat has got to be on fire out there, right?
If Bo Nix is not good.
Right. Which I know Mac doesn't think.
I think Bo Nix would be terrible,
I think Bo Nix would still have to not be good for that to really happen.
Yeah. Like see, I like Bo Nix.
Like, you made a massive mistake and picked your quarterback, and he's not good.
Right, and this guy just went to Pittsburgh and won the division.
Yeah.
But how many people will say, well, that's Mike Tomlin? But still, yeah, Mike Tomlin's the second greatest coach in the NFL.
Work for us here. We got our guy of the future, blah, blah, blah. So right. I think it's still a few rungs away because I think it's definitive on if his guy stinks.
Okay.
Yeah, which takes more than one season.
Yeah.
It does, but not anymore. I mean, we judge guys after one pass.
No, it's crazy.
You know? They crowned the guy in San Diego after he played because the doctor shot the other quarterback in the ribs with the wrong injection. And he was the greatest quarterback ever and hasn't let go. And he's under 500 and blew a playoff game.
Yeah, yeah. Weird quarterback stuff happens, doesn't it? It's really kind of the synopsis. 610 Sports Radio, KCSP Kansas City.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rep pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!